Hello, this is a taxation podcast for issue 4305. I'm Emma Rotano, Deputy Editor of Tax Journal, and this is Taxation's online editor, Daniel Selwood. What's happening this week?
Well, for a start, regular listeners will have noticed that there's no Mike. That's because he's too busy putting the issue together, it being a Monday, and also there's extra work because of the Taxation Awards this week, which leads me rather nicely into the first point, which is the list of winners and pictures from the event will be up on taxationawards.co.uk no later, I would say, than lunchtime on Friday, because the actual awards are on Thursday night, and we're all looking forward to those. What else to talk about? Yes, well, I'm still wanting people to email me, daniel.selwood, S-E-L-W-O-O-D, at lexisnexis.co.uk, I beg your pardon, so I can pass on questions to our search optimization expert, Paul. His first advice to readers is still up online at the moment. And that leads me then into my column this week, which I will be asking readers to give me tips, hints or anecdotes about when their technology has failed them disastrously, or when they've left their computer at home, in, you know, when they were in an important meeting, and what they did, and what have you. So yeah, look out for that, and hopefully people will be able to spare a couple of minutes just to drop me a line on that as well.
Anything else at all?
Well, yeah, yep. There's the actual contents of the magazine, which I really can't go into, not being a tax expert myself, but I'll give you a quick run through of what people should look out for. There's a particularly, I think, spicy article from Victor Clarendon, and he's suggesting it's time to do away with the archaic basis of taxing people on where they were born. So that's about domicile and what have you. And then Henry Wood is suggesting to always consider potential alternative methods of purchase and claims for relief for capital assets. And finally, Neil Warren, taxation perennial favourite, considering the practical challenges for a business that is partly exempt. And that's really it. That's just a very quick one this week, as I say, because we've got so much on. Oh, shouldn't forget the report from the early debates of the finance number 3 bill. Yeah, as I say, that's I'm repeating myself, but that's all there is. Apologies for the slightly monologue-y nature of this week. But we'll be back to usual proceedings next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.